Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Listen to this verse from Psalm 28, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise Him." We are to rejoice in what God has done for us. He is our strength. Have you been weak? He's our shield. Have you ever needed to be protected? We can trust in Him, and He will help us. And we rejoice in what God has done for us. He gets all the glory. Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are learning about repentance and forgiveness and the love that Jesus has for each one of us. Do you remember what's been happening? Peter has been talking or preaching in the temple to a group of people who are all crowded around. But I think today the priest might show up on the scene and we'll find out what happened next, okay? So it's an exciting lesson, an exciting day, and I want to pause right now before we get started or go any further and pray that Jesus' Spirit will be with us. Lord, I ask for your love, your wisdom, for us to be able to put the distractions behind us, and thank you for this time we have to spend with you. Help us to understand what you want to teach us today. Amen. That day at the temple, Peter told the people that God loved them, even though they had killed Jesus. Did you know that God loves everyone, even when they do terrible things? He doesn't like what they do, but He loves them because they are His children. God still wanted each person to tell others about Him. But in order to tell people about God, what do we need to do? We need to know. We need to know the truth. We need to believe that Jesus is the Messiah who's come to save us. And it was the same for the people there in the temple. They would have to trust in Jesus for power to truly obey the Ten Commandments. I want us to read Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. So those are the little numbers. We were in Acts chapter 3 last time, weren't we? Well, we're going to be in Acts chapter 3 this time. Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Here's what it says.
You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God having raised up his servant, Jesus sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities.
God was giving the Jewish people a special opportunity. He was giving them the first chance to be able to spread his message of love to the world. They were going to have the opportunity first. Have you ever tried to be first in line because you wanted something really bad? Maybe at potluck. Have you ever been at potluck at church or the fellowship meal at church where all the food is laid out and it's almost time to eat? And what do you want to do? You're hungry, right? You want to be the first one there. Well, have you ever had somebody say, the guests are going to go first, and you have to wait for the guests to go first? Other times they'll say, those with children get to go first. And then you're like, yay, I get to go first, right? Well, God was giving the Jewish people the opportunity to go first, to be the first ones to tell about the good news that Jesus was raised from the dead and he is in heaven to forgive us our sins. Well, with all of this preaching, was it going along with what the priests and the rulers taught, or was it going against what they taught? You're right. It was going against what they taught. So someone must have hurried to tell the priests and the rulers that the crippled man had been healed. And they also said that Peter was saying that Jesus had been risen from the dead. Uh-oh. The priests were not happy. The priests said that the disciples had stolen Jesus' body from the tomb. And they had told everyone that Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead. We're going to see that that's what they had been saying. Let's look at Matthew chapter 28. So we're going to flip back to Matthew. Matthew's that first book in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 28. So it's the last chapter in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. And now let's read 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Okay? 11 through 15. Matthew chapter 28. Verses 11 through 15. Here's what it says.
Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
So here the priests have been spreading this rumor and telling everybody that Jesus was not alive. His disciples stole the body. And then now you have the disciples there, right there in the temple, telling that Jesus had risen from the dead. How does that make the priests look? It makes them look pretty ridiculous. And people are probably getting a little confused because they're like, wait a second, the priest said this, and now, wait, you're saying that? What's going on here? When those priests heard that the crippled man had been healed through faith in Jesus, how do you think they felt? Do you think they were angry? Yeah, I think you're right. But they were also afraid. What? Why would these big grown men be afraid? Because they knew that Jesus had been raised from the dead. They knew that Jesus had been resurrected. And they knew that only Jesus' power could have healed that crippled man. Uh-oh. They must have looked at each other and gone, we're in trouble. We may have gotten rid of that man, but now all of his disciples have power. What are we going to do? This is multiplying. This is getting out of control. This is not good. Now the priests had a choice to make right at that moment, didn't they? They could have chosen to repent. They could have chosen to admit that they were wrong. And they could have embraced the message of Jesus and shared it with the world. But instead of admitting that they were wrong they only became more stubborn than ever. So what did they do? Let's look at Acts chapter 4. So we're going back to Acts. Acts chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. Acts chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Here's what it says.
Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening.
They were greatly disturbed. Do you know what it means to be disturbed? It means that what was normal for them was now all messed up. It's disrupted. Their plans, their ideas, their life. Uh-oh, things are getting out of control. How do we stop this? How do we do this? So what did they do? They laid their hands on them. They took them and arrested them until the next day, till it was evening. So they took Peter and John, these two men who had just done such a wonderful thing, and they put them in jail. How sad. Jesus loved those wicked people. He was giving them every chance to change their minds. But you know what? Jesus doesn't force anyone to love him. Satan was trying every way he could to stop the people from following Jesus. But was he able to keep people from choosing? No. More and more people were choosing to love, trust, and obey Jesus. Look at verse 4. How many believed because of this sermon that Peter preached? What does verse 4 say?
However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000.
5,000. The healing of one man and the preaching of one man brought 5,000 people to believe. Now, what do you think is going to happen to Peter and John? What are they going to do? Here they've been thrown in jail. What's going to happen to them? Well, we are going to find out next time, so I want you to keep listening and come on back, okay? Before we go, we're going to pause and pray that Jesus will be with you today and that Jesus will help you to make the right choice, that he will help you to choose him. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you don't force us to follow you. You don't force us to do what you want us to do. You give us a choice. We love you, Lord, and we want to follow you. We choose today to be on your side. We choose, like those 5,000 people, that we believe in you. Come into our hearts today. Go with us today, Lord. We love you. Amen. We have our memory verse song. How have you been doing learning it? Have you been learning it? I love these memory verse songs. In fact, this is kind of bad, but I think the memory verse song is my favorite part of the entire podcast. I don't know about you, but that's what it is for me. When we listen to the podcast every morning, then I start humming that memory verse song and it goes with me throughout the day, which makes me happy. So let's go ahead and sing this song together.
James 5:15.
The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.com. www.bibletalk.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.